Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 7 after the hour, howdy doody, yes indeedy, and all that good stuff. Unleashing our creative power for another hour. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here. Jay is still under the weather. I'm not, that's why I'm here. I'm Doug Steffen, a.k.a. Dudley. To those of you who want to know what's going on in the backyard, there it is. So we have the front yard filled with all kinds of things, and each day that we talk about the Russians and Ukrainians and who's on what side, who's on the other side, it flabbergasts me that this thing, and most people of conscience, most people no matter where they are in the world, knowing what's going on. And what is more amazing is that these guys, like the Chinese leader and the Russian leader, can actually get away with the support or the continuing conduct of this war without there really being any consequences toward them at all, even though the Germans say they're not going to buy any more Russian oil. They're supposed to stop by the end of the year. Okay, so why are they waiting until the end of the year? Where is the oil going to come from if they can't? They have to wait the end of the year to get it? Or why, if they can get it, why can't they get it now, I guess is the question.
But they're going to start buying more from other countries, including us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I just don't understand why it was a scramble. You know, that's why I still believe, and I know I've said it before, that they were totally willing to let Ukraine fall. It was the people that were pressuring the governments to help them when they fell in love with Zelensky, when they fell in love with the spirit of the American or the Ukrainian people. Because it's not like this was a surprise invasion.
No.
We've been warned about
months,
this before. One of the biggest rubs when Trump was president is he warned Germany directly. He singled Germany out and he said, you have to get off Russian oil. You have to get off Russian oil. You need to find another source. That was years ago. And then last year in March, you've got troops standing at the border of Ukraine. I mean, did they think they were there like suntanning? What did they think they were going to do? It boggles my mind a couple of different things, and I don't know how you guys feel. Yes, we all wonder how Russia and Vladimir Putin are going to survive this, how this all ends. It's not going to end well for anybody. Obviously, it already has not. The more this goes on, the more prolonged it gets. It's not good for anybody. But how we let this get to where it is just it. We knew what they were going to do.
The world should be ashamed of itself.
I know. Basically. It's so crazy.
The entire civilized world. Now, here you see Mariupol, the commander there, pleading for help as the Russians come in, narrowing in on the forces that remain. That was late into the night last night. I don't know how since then they've been using these bunker-busting bombs that we developed. I remember people think, wow, this is really amazing. Well, they're using them there on a big steel plant.
Mariupol has it's confused me because Russia's been banging on that for what? How long? Weeks
couple
now,
of months,
right?
Since the beginning.
Is that where the steel workers are trapped?
Yeah,
in Mariupol.
Exactly. And it was like the last stand. They had not only steel workers, but they had like members who were trying to fight off the Russians, I guess, backed into one corner, like the last stand for the city. But the city has been surrounded for weeks now. This is the place where I think he went after the kids' shelter, right? The shelter with the children are here sign outside.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to me that there is still anybody in there willing to fight. That's a testament
to them,
for sure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. 5 million people have fled and gone into other countries, neighboring countries, got on trains, go as far away as France. 8% of the population is gone. Some of them are coming here, going to Canada, going to Mexico, sneaking into the country, whatever it is. What else can we say? You go through the travesties of the daily events, but back to who in the world thinks That is there. I've seen people, I've gotten information from some people sending me info about the conduct of the war and, you know, make sure you know that they're doing some kind of experiment on bad weaponry and the chemicals and stuff. The Ukrainians are not clean. That's not the, that may be, but that doesn't justify any of this.
It's kind of not the point.
No.
You know?
Not at all. Yeah. So anyway, here's
and who,
the...
Again, who are these people who are supporting Russia? Who are these pro-Russia people? I don't get it.
Well, some of them are pro-Trump people, and they think that because Trump supported Putin at one point in time, that it's their job to now support Putin.
I haven't heard Trump condemn this. I don't know why. Even Hannity kind of pushed him, and he didn't say anything, so I'm not sure why.
I think that that's a lot of information from the media. I think it's really funny that there's a narrative out there. What makes you think, just really, truly an honest question, what makes you think that Trump and Putin are friends?
We don't know how much money Trump has in Russia.
We don't know how much money Biden has in Russia.
Well, we're talking about Trump. You asked the question specifically about Trump, and the answer is a lot of people, including the Southern District in New York, have for years tried to figure out Trump could not get American loans. Don Jr. is on camera on MSNBC. It plays constantly from, 7 years ago, saying, well, we couldn't get any American loans. We had to go to Russia. And that's why he directed his brother-in-law, Jared Kushner. Doug, I'm answering her question. Let me finish. I'm saying that's the answer. That's the answer that you're asking, the ties to Russia. Those are the allegations. You can say the same thing about Biden and China. That's fine. But I'm answering your question. The allegations are very serious about how much money Trump is indebted to Russian banks. That's the answer that's being investigated
in New York.
That
Hunter Biden has a canceled check from the mayor of Moscow to the tune of like $6 million.
Well, what does any of this mean?
So
this is the question. How do we know that Donald Trump is friends with Vladimir Putin? We don't. But this is the construct of the mainstream media. The reason we think that Putin is friends with Vladimir Putin is because of a bogus dossier that was put together before the 2016 election. There is no indication that Donald Trump is friends with Vladimir Putin.
Enough. This doesn't get us any place. Bring us into today. It may be that all of these things are true on both sides and they're all horrible guys. But in the meantime, Trump's not leading the country, so he's not responsible for sending troops or help or whatever it is. Biden is responsible for that with the people that work for him. The leaders of Europe and NATO are responsible for that. And so under the circumstances, where in the world, again, no matter how you slice it, even though we keep saying everything is political, it isn't in my mind. This is mass murder. There is no one of any conscience, no matter what his religious persuasion, his political persuasion, no matter what his or her background is, that can justify one iota's worth and have any credibility, legitimacy. There is no reason in the world that there should be, that this thing should still be going on. The world is crumbling because of the lack of, it's crying for leadership, and there isn't any. There isn't any here, there isn't any there. We're just sitting here watching this going on. Well, Zelensky's okay, but he's by himself. There's no real,
he's
a small little guy.
Because he looks like a leader.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, but that's it. Anyway, the Treasury Department yesterday announcing a new round of sanctions against Russia. They've taken out the entities and individuals. I thought that this was all done. I mean, how much more of this? Why isn't it all done? Why now are we having a new round of sanctions? Why isn't every single thing?
More and more people, like the Russian nationals, it's 635 of them now. I mean, they've been investigating who, they can't just sanction every single Russian. I mean, they have to have some justification for it. So it's pretty easy to start picking off the top. It would happen the same thing here. You know, you'd start with the top, with the president, the vice president, whatever, and then you get into members of the House and stuff, and then you would start going down to the city council. It's kind of the same process. It just doesn't, you know, all happen right overnight. But I think it's a good thing that every week they're still doing more because it keeps the focus on it.
Right.
Whether it affects people or not.
They're working around the sanctions, though. They are working around the sanctions now. Yeah. And it's, So how do we fix that? Because the biggest pain came right after the sanctions were levied. So how do we keep it going? Because clearly we've got somebody else supporting them.
Yeah, well, now to go back to what we were saying about the steel plant and what's going on there, people still realize, I think, well, maybe they don't, but I'm going to underscore the importance of the steel that comes out of Ukraine. There's a very interesting mix, if you will, in the ore that can only be found there. And the strength of the steel that comes out of the Ukraine steel factories is not equaled by any other steel production facility in the world. So destroying this is going to increase the cost of building, the steel is used for bridges, and it's used for, big ships, and it's not gonna produce it. So now what are we gonna do? What does that do to that business? Anybody who's got a ship on order, anybody who's trying to build a big skyscraper, anybody who's trying to fix roads, hello America, you're not gonna be able to get the steel to do that.
Is there a difference between Ukrainian steel and Russian steel?
I'm only focused on the ore. The ore that makes the steel comes out of some place in Ukraine, and I don't know whether there is a core thread, there's shafts underground, they go into Russia or not. Yeah. But I know that that's the strength of, pardon the pun, of the Ukrainian steel. So that's going to cause a complete halt in some of the building of bridges and, again, big ships, whether they be warships or whether they be cruise ships, whether it be freighters. This thing is going far wider, again, than it needs to or should have been allowed to get because there's no damn leadership anywhere.
Well, there's also a big grain shortage, right? Doesn't Ukraine produce
a lot of grain.
Or a third of the world's grain?
Don't even think we felt that yet. That's coming. That's the warning, is that there's a food shortage coming, right?
Yeah. Israel is sending helmets and bulletproof vests for medical teams and first responders. Since the first days of the war, Ukraine has asked for protective gear. Israel has refused to do it because they're worried about Russia. There's another, you simple chicken crappers.
It's interesting that they're putting, one toe in the water? They're giving bulletproof vests for medical teams, and that's it.
All right, 18 after this, the DJV show.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the hour now on the DJV program. Jay is out on the disabled list, but the continuation of focus on what goes on in social media to bring the trending stories to the surface is what we do during this portion of every hour. And the world's richest man is in the focus here. He seems to be almost daily in the focus. We'll get to today's drama after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, ladies, it looks like Elon Musk, poor guy, is living out of the back of a car. Oh, maybe not quite that. That sounds
the Tesla.
Steve, yeah, right.
He's so, living in his Tesla.
He doesn't own a home, and so he goes to friends' houses. Why is that? I guess maybe that's what he wants. He ought to be able to buy one of those houses in Bel Air that's $200 million. So what's this maybe shows a little more of his quirkiness. Is that it?
I think it does. I think it does speak to that. I mean, he has a child. Well, I think he has multiple kids, but he most recently had a baby with Grimes. And so how do you share custody when you don't live anywhere? I don't know how that works. But yeah, he was doing a TED Talk, and it aired on Monday night. He was he said he currently doesn't own a home, and he said, I'm literally staying at friends' houses. And he said, if I travel to the Bay Area, which is where most of Tesla's engineering is, he said, I basically rotate through friends' spare bedrooms.
He's
and
so weird.
It's,
weird.
It is very weird.
I love him
weird.
In a weird way, and then I don't in another weird way. He's just a strange guy.
I mean, one of the interesting things that he said is that, because people like to talk a lot about billionaires, and he's certainly the most interesting and the quirkiest, he said that he thinks it would be the idea of billionaires are problematic. He said, if I was consuming billions of dollars a year in personal consumption, but that's not the case. He said he doesn't own a yacht. He doesn't own a house. We know he has a Tesla. But his estimated net worth is $251 billion. Which, according to Bloomberg, not only makes him the wealthiest individual in the United States, but apparently in the world.
You know, what this brings me back around to is stuff, the people who keep after billionaires, whether it's taxes or whether it's they should share their wealth or whatever, which is none of their blanking business. People who are offended by those people who have money. If it weren't for the people like Tesla's founder, how many jobs are created by him and his mind? How many jobs have been created by all the people who have all the money? For the most part, every single one of them has started with nothing, many of them anyway, and they've created a business, they've taken an idea, and now thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people have jobs. So you know what? You can take your offense at wealth and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, as far as I'm concerned. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. On Tuesday, Mercedes EQ presents the first all-electric luxury SUV with the option for room for up to 7 people. The premiere was seen on the Mercedes Me media platform. The EQS SUV is the third model based on the new modular architecture for premium and luxury class electric vehicles. It brings the distinctive purpose design to the SUV segment. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, coverage subject to policy terms.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For every routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department has filed an appeal that seeks to reverse a judge's recent ruling that ended the nation's mask mandate on public transportation. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the Biden administration explain why they are fighting the ruling that stated the government overstepped its authority.
We think it's entirely reasonable, as the Department of Justice, for the CDC, the health and data experts, health experts most importantly, in our administration to be able to have that time to evaluate, but also because they want to fight to ensure the CDC's authority and ability to put in mandates in the future remains intact.
United States Secret Service officers shot and killed an intruder who was smashing windows at the residence of the Peruvian ambassador to the United States yesterday. The ambassador and his family were inside the residence in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Northwest Washington. USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
As the United States continues to piecemeal support for Ukraine during Russia's onslaught of their country, John Bolton, former United Nations ambassador and national security advisor on Newsmax last night, says the way the Biden administration has dealt with Russia's aggression is a major failure.
Well, I think it's consistent with a range of things he's done over the past couple months to try and intimidate the U.S. and the West as a whole, try to deter us from taking necessary and appropriate steps to aid the Ukraine. And I think he's succeeded. I mean, I'm sorry to say this. We failed to deter Russia's invasion to begin with. That was a major U.S. Western failure. But now, not only are we not deterring Putin, he's deterring us. And this is the kind of thing that that is important because it slows the delivery of assistance we need. I'll just give you one example of an effect of Putin's deterrence at work. Right now, there's a big debate going on inside the German government about giving heavy weapons assistance to Ukraine, which Germany has so far refused to do. That's the kind of split inside NATO that Putin thought he'd actually see more of and that he's working to expand.
The public school district in Ludlow, Massachusetts is facing a lawsuit over its efforts to encourage children to experiment with alternate gender identities at school and hide that information from their parents. The U.S. District Court lawsuit alleges school administrators and several employees at public schools have overreached their education mandate. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
So many people are so happy about what we say here, how we approach things on the DJV program, and that's cool. I'm Doug Steffen on the D side of things, the J side of things represented by Jennifer Horn. Today, Victoria Keelan is on the V side, and we are here to think about living, thinking about life, if you will. What'd you do the last 24 hours in your life that makes you happy, makes you feel good about yourself? What did you do? I actually had a very good dinner with a very good friend, and I felt very, we had great conversation, and I had a good meal. It was,
was there a COVID surcharge? Because I'd asked you yesterday if you've encountered that yet.
No, you know, actually, I thought it was fairly reasonable. I had a salmon and rice and stuff, and she had trout, and it was like
she. Yesterday you about your trout. Let's talk about this woman. Come on.
Yesterday it seemed to just be a dude.
Hmm?
Huh. As you were saying yesterday, you were telling me about, I think it was on the air too, that you were excited to have dinner with a very good friend, but you were, I guess I assumed it was a male companion, not a female.
You know what they say about assuming, Victoria.
I know.
So, Doug, Phil, who's this chick? Come on.
No, she's a friend. I've had her. She's a very good friend. She's been my friend for a number of years, and it's not a
Are you close friends now? Or?
Yeah, we've become much closer. Yeah. Her husband passed away a couple of years ago.
One of the widows.
Four years ago. No.
Doug is the widow whisperer. Now, is this the one that you tried to date, but it didn't work out because it was a little too awkward because of the widow factor?
Yeah, you might say that.
Because every time you leaned in to kiss her, you saw your old friend.
Oh, will you stop it? Jennifer. All right.
You're like, Joe, get out of here.
Or maybe it's like one of those, like, you know, British comedies where, like, the ghosts are there and the husband's at the table with them.
I know.
You know, that reminds me. What is the fascination with that TV show, Ghosts? I see the promos
for it.
Why, though?
I don't like the American one.
That's a great show. I actually like the I really want to watch the British one because I think I've heard it's better. Victoria told me it was better. I believe that it's probably
it's
better.
Amazing.
You know me and my limited amount of time,
why?
So I watch
what
it.
What is there about it? So
it's so funny. Yeah. It's a comedy.
Oh,
it's very sweet and cute.
It looks
stupid.
Yeah.
Well, the American one, I know Jen likes it, but the ones I've seen about three episodes, and I kind of turned them all off. Because once you see the British one, where it was invented, the original, it's so funny, and every character, there's a caveman, there's a member of parliament from the 90s. I mean, there's just every character all living together, and they each have, like, a funny a backstory. It's just, it's a really creative
show. It's kind of sweet, too. Yeah, it's funny, but it's also sweet. Like, the American version has Thor, has an Indian, has a gay American revolutionary soldier who finds out he's gay. I mean, it's funny.
Well, that's
it's
the British one, too. Yeah, so it's all based on that, yeah. Doug, you would actually probably like it. Maybe the British one you might like, yeah.
I'd rather watch an episode of Law & Order. Okay. So, we're into, let's go back to something that we all love, the COVID business. There are a couple of different things floating around today. Yeah, you know, I saw something.
I got a few stories for you on COVID. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we have a couple of things we have to figure out. In terms of the general population and people suggesting, I just saw something in the New York Times. And the first sentence of the story is, quote, Americans often fail to recognize government's role in society. Huh? The government is everywhere and screws up pretty much everything. So how can we be? We'd like to be. I'd like to experience life without so much government, frankly, in many different ways. The government, the government, the government, the government. What does this official say? What does that person say? And here there are a couple of examples of this from the legal department. Is there anything that is more stupid than the government fighting with some other branch, the executive branch fighting with the judicial branch? So the Centers for Disease Confusion and Contradiction is now going to the Justice Department to appeal the decision by a federal judge, not a regional, not a local judge, but somebody who works for the federal government, removing the mask mandate on planes, trains, and all forms of transportation. The notice of appeal was filed yesterday in Tampa. CDC says that it is continuing assessment. What the hell are you talking about? The average person, this is the people versus our government. The public doesn't want this across the board, no matter what your political stripes, no matter what your experience. People don't want, they want to wear masks. If they want to wear masks, it's acceptable. It's encouraged. It's great. But to have the government
believe
tell
it up
you,
to everybody now.
Exactly.
I thought,
and
you
to
know,
have money, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent of taxpayer money for one agency to sue another one when they are so clearly in the wrong is so annoying. I have a hard time expressing myself. Anyway, Jenny,
I just
started.
Don't think, I just don't think a lot of people get that. I happen to listen to, and I know I was kind of here and not, I was speaking at some groups this week. And so I don't know if we talked about it, but I know that Sunny on The View was talking about how she could not believe that the courts were stripping the control of the federal government. I'm like, you better hope, be glad those courts are there.
Exactly.
Forget politics for a second. We can take it in multiple examples like we like to.
Unbridled government.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who are happy the courts were there when Trump was president, just like there are a lot of people who are happy the courts were there when Biden was president, because guess what? This should not be political. The courts, Congress, our government is set up with checks and balances so that no particular branch can get out of control. It's so crazy, but I don't think, it's funny how people only view it through the immediate scope of like what they're seeing right now.
Well, and a lot of doctors have said that they thought that that judge was very political in her decision. And so a lot of doctors are coming forward and railing against dropping this until May 3rd, which is when it was supposed to drop.
That's the point. It's only until May 3rd. That's another week. You can spend all this money to perhaps get a decision on May 1st.
Yeah, and then the deadline's
going to
come and go anyway.
I look at messaging stuff because that's, part of my what I went to school for. When I was in college, I did journalism, but I did an emphasis in public relations. And so I love to look at the messaging of things.
Yeah.
And this is just a loser on all accounts, because you had people, forget their politics or who they're going to vote for this year in a midterm election. They were throwing their masks off on airplanes. They were singing down the aisle. I mean, we've all seen the videos of people being very happy about this. And so take the win. It's a midterm year. If you are going to look at it politically, this is a win.
It's
and instead, now you're going to fight it, and it looks, I don't know, it's I don't feel like it's a winner. I wouldn't recommend it if I were sitting in a communications chamber there. That's for
sure. If I were a politician wanting to seem to be on the right side, what politician is on the side of the judge of the CDC? You think somebody would make a call over there and say, hey, guys, cool it. Meanwhile, here's another Department of Justice. I don't know whether they're, I guess this is, I say on one hand, we don't like government, and one of the reasons I don't like government is because of the way, another example is the COVID money that was sent to people in agriculture, to people in business, to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. So now there's criminal charges against fraud schemes. This is the latest of many, $150 million. This particular outfit siphoned off actually more than $150 million through schemes that included overcharging for medical services, creating vaccine cards, selling the cards. There are 21 defendants in this case charged in 9 federal districts. And then the Justice Department should be on to stuff like this. And they ought to have been on it earlier than this, frankly. Yeah, it may go on for years. You may be right about that. Using COVID testing to get patients' personal information.
That's the scariest
scam
one to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The
stealing their blood and saliva samples.
God, who that is twisted.
It's just really, really evil, isn't it?
It is evil.
Gross.
Yeah. And then in two other cases, there were drive-through clinics. There was one in Maryland and one in New York. They gathered the information that people would do the drive-through testing, and then they would take that information and submit false claims for physician visits that never happened.
Yeah.
I'm actually impressed that they busted these people.
See, that's what you need,
government. Because this is some clandestine kind of stuff that was going on.
But you know
what?
It comes about because of bad government in the first place. Sonny Perdue should be in jail, the former Secretary of Agriculture, and so should a lot of other people who enabled him and that department to give so much money to so few people that had nothing to do with agriculture. Zero.
Yeah, there should
billions.
Be. I mean, I know there has been an audit on where those payments went, but I feel like there's a lot more hiding. Just like with COVID or with other people doing medical scams, there was a lot of, quote-unquote agricultural scams, too.
A judge in England has approved the extradition. I'm saying this. Julian Assange is apparently now, does he have another appeal that he can, or is this it? So the judge says he can go.
He's got one more court he can go to.
Got one more?
Yeah, he's got one more layer. He faces 175 years in prison if he's found guilty here in the U.S., and so I guess it's worth it to him to appeal to every possible judge.
Well, so what is he being, the people, they kind of remember the name, and they know, all the secrets, but what really is he charged with, and what did he really do?
He violated the Espionage Act, and he hacked government computers in the U.S. So,
and so are we going after the same the people who committed these crimes that are in other countries?
Sure, we just announced them. Absolutely.
Like
remember on, I think it was last Thursday or Friday, we talked about the Russian member, the elected officials who got busted and have been charged from our Department of Justice for bribing American politicians and giving them all kinds of freebies and all kinds of stuff. I mean, yeah, this stuff happens all the time. I mean, there's a lot to keep up with. And COVID certainly ground everything to a halt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure it did. And that was another unnecessary government call, too, I think, in my mind. Hello, world. Things have to keep moving on. I thought it was interesting, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and I talking on the DJV health program that will air this weekend, this new multi-strain COVID vaccine. Moderna is the one that's furthest ahead with it right now. Ken thinks that Pfizer will have one almost any time now. They'll be available in the fall, combination vaccines that cover pretty much everything. It'll be a flu shot that has all the things in it. They've tested this. They've had 900 people who've been vaccinated with it so far. And so this is something that if you get a flu shot normally, I've never got one in my life. I never had the flu in my life. But last year I decided I'd get a flu shot. It didn't affect me one way or another. And so I wonder, is it going to be, will I stand in line to get this shot this year? A lot of people wonder that. You've got a lot of time to think about it because it's only April the 21st, and it's 48 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins is back for a third season of INSP's cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. In Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, top cowboys from across the United States compete to win a herd of cattle worth at least $50,000, a coveted belt buckle, and a lifetime of bragging rights. Each week, viewers will watch them lock horns in a series of grueling individual and team challenges. They are judged on their skills, knowledge, grit, and passion. Chock full of explosive drama and lots of ego, the pressure is on for the cowboys to prove they have what it takes. We spoke to Trace about this exciting series.
My favorite part about hosting the show is just watching these people who are at the top of their game in their field, watching these people with their talents and their skills on display for the world to see, and I get to sit there on the front row and watch this stuff up close and personal, and it is astounding to watch these people. It's incredible that there are people that can do what they do. I'm just happy to be there watching it. The hardest part, hands down, is having to let good people go. There has to be one winner, and that's tough. All these people are deserving, or they wouldn't be there.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins, letting viewers know what they can expect in the third season of INSP's cowboy competition series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Thursday, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on INSP. There's more at www.ultimatecowboyshowdowntv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I need both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello to Philip Karp, who's listening to our DJV program. How do you do? Welcome to, at this moment in time, Tech Talk on the DJV program. So let's get started, Victoria, with Apple and the workers in Atlanta. What are they? It looks like there's trouble in paradise here.
Yes, there definitely is. So an Apple retail store in Atlanta has filed for a union election with the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB. The workers at the Cumberland Mall store, which includes salespeople, technicians, creatives, operations specialists, they would all be represented by the Communications Workers of America, the CWA, if this goes through. Now, more than 70% of this group of 100 eligible workers has signed the union authorization cards. The minimum requirement was only 30%, so you can see this is very popular in this store. Now, if a majority of the workers vote to unionize, the store would be the first unionized Apple store in the U.S., and their petition now goes for formal review by the NLRB. The Atlanta workers said that while they provide critical sales and services to the company, Apple doesn't provide cost of living raises or access to equitable stock options. The workers at other Apple stores are also involved in union drives, but not all are working with the Communications Workers of America's union. That's a big one. Retail Apple workers at the Grand Central Terminal store in New York City, they've announced that they're now collecting signatures to form a union of their own. They did a vote in February to affiliate with Workers United, and that went through. So that's the same group that's working with Starbucks stores across the country to unionize those workers as well. It's known as Fruit Stand Workers United. The Grand Central workers at Apple are demanding a $30 per hour minimum wage and other improvements to their reimbursement and benefits. you're going to, we're probably going to see this popping up more and more, especially in larger cities where the cost of living is so much more than it is, you know, at other locations. And so, this is a large movement. A group of workers at an Amazon warehouse on Staten Island voted earlier this month to become the first to unionize as part of their newly formed Amazon labor union. So I just think we're probably going to hear more and more of these stories of these chains unionizing. Now Starbucks is another one. They are really against it for many reasons, I guess. But I think the workers are still going to push forward with it, and we could end up having a huge labor dispute.
Well, the bottom line here is that the people who are union organizers often appeal to, they'll go into an organization. I've experienced this in companies that I've run that try to get unionized, and what they do is they find a few disgruntled employees, and then they work them, and then they start to disrupt whatever is going on in the company. And oftentimes, it doesn't. If it fails, it isn't because these people who are organizers haven't worked very hard. It fails because usually, in that circumstance anyway, the company is not really quote unquote guilty of what they're being charged by the organizers. So that, you know, it needs to play out, certainly. Airbnb is in court. We'll find out why after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Richard, what's going on at Airbnb? Who are they suing?
Well, after the shooting on Easter weekend at the house party in Pittsburgh, which left two teenagers dead and another eight people with gunshot wounds, Airbnb says that they are planning to pursue legal action against the person who booked the party. The party was unauthorized, and it was held without the knowledge or consent of the owner of the property. And the shooting happened Easter Sunday morning at 12:30 in the morning. 200 people were at this party. You're not supposed to have more than 16 in any one gathering. And so there are also curfews from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. Clearly that was all a violation. So it looks like this is going to be the consequence. If you break the rules with Airbnb, you're going to go to court.
All right. That's a way of making sure things are done the way they want them done. 59 after the hour. This is the daily DJV program.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.